Namaste, Hema again from Hindi Online Class. Today this podcast is about conjunct verbs again. So this is the second part of the conjunct verbs series. So let's begin. The first conjunct verb which we'll be seeing today is ka faisla karna. Before we see some examples with the conjunct verb ka faisla karna, let's see what faisla means. Faisla means decision. It is a noun and a masculine noun. So an example with the noun faisla is like this. Pitaji ka faisla sahi hai, which means father's decision is right. So now when we join this noun faisla with a verb, it becomes faisla karna, which means to decide. So an example with the verb faisla karna is मैंने कुछ फैसला नहीं किया है. I haven't decided anything. मैंने कुछ फैसला नहीं किया है. I haven't decided anything. Now let's see the conjunct verb का फैसला करना. So when the verb फैसला करना takes an object, then the object in the sentence will be followed with का फैसला करना, because फैसला being a masculine noun. So let's see an example with the conjunct verb ka faisla karna. Maine ghar badalne ka faisla kiya hai. Maine ghar badalne ka faisla kiya hai. Which means I have decided to change my house. I have decided to change the house. In this sentence, the object is to change the house. Therefore, the object घर बदलना is followed by का फैसला करना. As a result, it changes to घर बदलने का फैसला किया है. Another example with the same conjunct verb का फैसला करना. मनोज ने अपनी पुरानी गाड़ी बेचने का फैसला किया है. मनोज ने अपनी पुरानी गाड़ी बेचने का फैसला किया है. Which means मनोज has decided to sell his old car. Manoj has decided to sell his old car. So now let's move on to the next conjunct verb, which is ki koshish karna. Ki koshish karna. So as we saw the first conjunct verb, in this case also let's see what does koshish mean. Koshish means trial, and it is a feminine noun. So let's see an example with a feminine noun, koshish. Ram ki koshish achhi hai, which means Ram's trial is good, or Ram's efforts are good. Now let us see koshish with a verb. When we want to make a verb, koshish takes karna. So koshish karna, which means to try. So let's see an example with the verb koshish karna. Example: मेरी बहन हमेशा कोशिश करती है. मेरी बहन हमेशा कोशिश करती है. Which means my sister always tries. Now let's see the conjunct verb की कोशिश करना. So when the sentence takes an object with the conjunct verb कोशिश करना, then it takes की. For example, मेरी बहन फुर्सत में लिखने की कोशिश करती है. मेरी बहन फुर्सत में लिखने की कोशिश करती है. Which means my sister tries to write in free time. So in this sentence there is an object which is to write, and that object is followed by ki koshish karna, as koshish is a feminine noun. Let's see another example with the same conjunct verb ki koshish karna. Woh kabhi kabhi naye pakwan banane ki koshish karti hai. Woh kabhi kabhi naye pakwan banane ki koshish karti hai. Which means she sometimes tries to make new dishes. She sometimes tries to make new dishes. So again in this sentence, the object in the sentence is pakwan banana, to make dishes. So pakwan banana is followed by a ki koshish karna conjunct verb, एज अ रिजल्ट इट बिकम्स पकवान बनाने की कोशिश करती है. सो हियर इन दिस केस यू कैन सी द पकवान बनाना इवन दो इट्स एन इन्फिनिटिव वर्ब इट इज़ एक्टिंग एज एन ऑब्जेक्ट देयरफॉर इट चेंजेस टू पकवान बनाने की कोशिश करती है. लेट्स सी अनदर एग्जाम्पल इन द सेम कंजंक्ट वर्ब. सुधा ने उसको मनाने की बहुत कोशिश की. सुधा ने उसको मनाने की बहुत कोशिश की विच मीन्स सुधा ट्राइड अ लॉट टू कन्विंस हर. सुधा ट्राइड अ लॉट टू कन्विंस हर. सो इन दिस सेंटेंस ऑल्सो द ऑब्जेक्ट इज मनाना विच इज़ टू कन्विंस एंड इट इज़ ऑल्सो अ वर्ब. सो द हियर अगेन द वर्ब इज एक्टिंग एज एन ऑब्जेक्ट. Therefore, the manana infinitive verb, when it is followed by ki koshish karna, it changes to manane ki bahut koshish ki. So let's see the next conjunct verb, ka dhyan rakhna. So in this case also, let's see the noun first, dhyan, which means attention, care, notice, and it is a masculine noun. So let's see an example with the noun dhyan. Sunita ka dhyan kaam mein nahi hai. सुनीता का ध्यान काम में नहीं है. विच मीन्स सुनीताज अटेंशन इज नॉट इन वर्क. सुनीताज अटेंशन इज नॉट इन वर्क. सो नाउ लेट्स सी ध्यान एज अ वर्ब. सो व्हेन इट इज टेकन एज अ वर्ब इट इज जॉइंड विथ रखना. सो ध्यान रखना मीन्स टू टेक केयर, टू वॉच ओवर, टू कीप एन आई ऑन. सो लेट्स सी एन एग्जाम्पल. When we leave our houses, we tell the elders to take care. So, we would say, Ma, dhyan rakho, apna dhyan rakho, which means, Mother, take care of yourself. So, now let's see dhyan rakhna as a conjunct verb. When the sentence has an object, the conjunct verb dhyan rakhna takes ka dhyan rakhna. So, let's see some examples. Apni sehat ka dhyan rakhiye. Apni sehat ka dhyan rakhiye. Which means, take care of your health. Take care of your health. Here in this sentence, the object is sehat, which means health. And as a result, it is followed by ka dhyan rakhna. Because dhyan is a masculine noun, so it is ka dhyan rakhna. Let's see another example with the same conjunct verb. Mera dost meri billiyon ka dhyan rakhega. मेरा दोस्त मेरी बिल्लियों का ध्यान रखेगा. माई फ्रेंड विल टेक केयर ऑफ माई कैट्स. माई फ्रेंड विल टेक केयर ऑफ माई कैट्स. सो इन दिस सेंटेंस अगेन द ऑब्जेक्ट इज मेरी बिल्लियाँ विच मीन्स माई कैट्स. सो एज अ रिजल्ट द मेरी बिल्लियाँ इज फॉलोड बाय का ध्यान रखना. So that is why it is meri billiyon ka dhyan rakhega. So with this, we come to the end of this podcast. See you soon with another podcast. Till then, namaste.